Okay, so you know that feeling, right? When you're running a WordPress website for your business or your organization, you've always got that little knot of worry in the back of your mind, like, are my backups okay? Especially now that things have gotten so complicated. It's not just like your website's sitting on one server in a data center anymore.
It's true.
You've got things all over the
Yeah,
place,
you got CDNs.
right? CDNs, you've got,
Can that multiple servers sometimes?
yeah, the whole infrastructure is just way more complicated.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to be diving into today.
Okay, cool.
We're going to be talking about WordPress plugins that can help you back up,
Right.
restore, and even migrate your website.
Yeah, these are essential.
Absolutely essential. I mean, these are your website's emergency parachute
That's a great way to put it.
and moving team all
Yeah.
rolled into one.
I like that.
They used to be kind of a techie afterthought,
Yeah.
but I think now they're really mission critical. Absolutely mission critical for any serious website.
Right. So the source material we were looking at for this deep dive really highlighted how this whole area of website backups and restores and migrations has evolved
It has.
from a very manual,
Yes, very main budget.
sometimes very technical
Oh, for sure, very technical.
process into something that's,
Streamlined.
yeah, much more streamlined.
Much more user-friendly.
And one of the things that I noticed in the article that was really cool was how much focus there is now on plugins specifically designed for WordPress multi-site.
Yeah, multi-site is huge now.
Right. And also how much they're integrating with cloud storage.
Oh yeah, that's the standard now.
Because if you're managing multiple websites,
You need a solution that can handle that.
you need a solution that can handle that volume.
Absolutely.
Right. So our goal today is to really distill down
Yeah.
the essential information
Help people understand what's important.
about these plugins so you can understand why they're important. You can understand what your options are
Without getting too bogged down in the weeds.
without getting bogged down in the technical details.
Yeah, just the essentials.
Right. So
Yeah.
let's talk about like why
Okay.
backing up, restoring, and migrating are so important.
Sure. Yeah. These three things are they're all linked together,
They are.
right? Because they all contribute to this idea of keeping your website healthy,
Right, and protected.
protected. Exactly. And especially for businesses that rely on their websites
Yes.
as a primary tool for, generating leads, making sales, or just as their main point of contact with the world.
Right, like if your website's down, you're losing money.
Exactly. You're losing money. You're potentially damaging your brand reputation if
Yes.
people can't reach you or if your website is slow or buggy.
Right. And the article talked about how using distributed servers can
Yes.
help speed up websites.
Absolutely.
And that actually helps with SEO too, right?
Yeah, Google and other search engines, they really favor websites that load quickly.
It makes sense.
It makes sense, right? They want to give users the best experience.
Right, absolutely.
And so site speed is a big factor in how they rank websites.
So faster website equals happier customers,
Happier customers.
equals potentially more customer.
More customers, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then, of course, there's the risk management side of things, right?
Right.
We have to consider the ever-present risks online.
Yeah, data loss can happen from just an honest mistake.
Oh, yeah. Human error.
Somebody accidentally deletes something.
Clicks the wrong button. Poof.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Or you could have a hacking incident.
Oh, absolutely. A security breach, malware, all sorts of things can happen.
So many things can happen.
That's why having a system for backup and restore is like your insurance policy.
I love that analogy. Like, you wouldn't run a business
You wouldn't run a brick and mortar store.
without insurance,
Right.
right?
Right.
So you shouldn't run a website.
Exactly. Your online presence deserves the same level of protection.
So the article mentioned something called the 3-2-1 model for backup.
The 3-2-1 model, yeah, it's a really good guideline for data security.
Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, basically it means you should keep at least three copies of your data.
Okay.
Two of those copies should be on different storage mediums,
Okay.
and one of them should be offsite.
Okay. So for example.
So for example, your live website, that's your first copy.
Okay.
You might have a backup stored on the same server.
That's your second.
That's your second copy.
Okay.
But if that server crashes, you lose both.
Right. That's not good.
That's not good. So that's where the offsite backup comes in.
Gotcha. So ideally, that third backup
And on a
is
completely separate storage
on a
system.
completely separate system, maybe even in a different location,
Yeah, ideally geographically diverse.
so that you're protected against like a natural disaster,
Right, a fight, a flood, earthquake.
taking out your data center.
Exactly.
Okay.
You want to have multiple layers of redundancy.
So we understand why these backups are important. The article really highlighted how WordPress plugins have made
They've revolutionized.
it how so much easier.
They really have made it so much more accessible.
It's not like typing in commands on a server anymore.
No, not anymore, thankfully. Now you have these plugins that can set up automatic backup schedules.
Right. You can restore with just a few clicks.
A few clicks, yeah.
You can even move your website to a different host.
Migration has become so much easier.
Much easier. And I think the article really emphasized how plugin developers have realized that multi-site is a big thing.
It is a big thing.
And so a lot of the plugins are really focused on supporting
multi-site installations.
Multi-site installations, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's essential for people managing multiple websites.
And then this trend towards using cloud storage for backup.
Yeah.
That seems like a logical step because
it ticks that offsite requirement.
So it ticks that offsite requirement.
Of the 3-2-1 model.
Right. And it's convenient.
And it's very convenient.
Because a lot of people are already using cloud storage for other things.
Exactly.
The article also talked about how CDNs.
CDNs.
And multiple servers.
Yeah.
They're not just about speed anymore.
Right.
They're also about adding another layer of redundancy.
Exactly.
So if you've got.
CDNs work by storing copies of your website, content on servers all over the world.
Right.
So someone in Europe is trying to access your website.
Right.
The content's going to be served from a server closer to them.
Gotcha.
Which means faster loading times.
Okay.
But it also means that if one server goes down,
right,
the others can pick up the slack.
You're not reliant on a single point of failure.
Exactly. It's a much more robust infrastructure.
Okay, so the article then delves into some specific plugins that are popular, particularly for people managing multiple WordPress sites.
All right, let's hear it.
So the first one is BlogVault.
BlogVault.
Okay.
What can you tell us about that one?
Well, BlogVault is interesting because it's a commercial plugin.
Right, which usually means it has a more comprehensive set of features.
And usually support.
And dedicated support, yeah.
Right. So it handles
all the essentials, backups, migrations, restorations.
Okay, cool.
But what's really cool is that it has its own cloud storage for backups.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about setting up.
You don't have to worry about setting up a separate cloud storage account.
A separate account, great.
It's all built in.
Okay.
And it also does incremental backups.
Now, what are incremental backups?
So instead of creating a full backup every time,
okay,
it just saves the changes that have been made since the last backup.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so it saves a lot of time.
Especially for large websites.
Especially for large websites or websites that are updated frequently.
Right.
And BlogVault keeps a 3-month archive of your backups.
Okay.
Which is great for recovery.
That's a good amount of time.
It is a good amount of time, yeah.
And they offer a 1-week free trial.
Yeah, so you can try it before you buy it.
Okay, cool. So BlogVault sounds like a very good option.
It's a very solid option.
For larger sites or sites that are updated frequently.
For sure.
Okay, next we've got Simple Backup Plugin by SiteGuarding.
Simple Backup Plugin. Okay.
The name sounds pretty user-friendly.
It does sound user-friendly.
What can you tell us about that one?
Well, it's a newer plugin.
Okay.
But the article says it's compatible with every PHP hosting service.
And just as a reminder for our listeners, PHP.
PHP is the programming language.
Was it the programming language?
That WordPress is built on.
That WordPress is built on.
So basically.
This will work pretty much everywhere.
It'll work pretty much anywhere that WordPress works.
Okay.
It's focused on rapid backup and migration.
Okay.
And it backs up both your website files and your database.
Right. Because you need both.
You need both.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
And it also encrypts and archives the backups.
Security is always good.
Always a good thing.
Okay. So next we have WP Backup Plugin.
WP Backup Plugin.
This one's been around for a while.
Yeah, since 2012.
And the article says it has very high ratings.
It's highly rated.
So what makes this one a good option?
Well, its longevity and positive reviews definitely indicate that it's reliable and effective.
And it's been updated over time.
It's been kept up to date.
Right.
And it focuses on providing extra security protections during backup and restore.
Okay.
Which is a big deal.
Right, because you don't want your backups to be vulnerable.
You don't want your backups to be vulnerable.
TikTok hanking right here.
Exactly. And it can handle complete network backups for multi-set users.
Okay, cool.
It's another good option for multi-site users.
All right. Next, we've got Backup WordPress with Nifty Backups.
Nifty Backups. All right.
This one has a free and a paid version.
Yeah. So it's accessible to a wider range of users.
Right. So what's the difference?
Well, the free version lets you do basic website backup and restore.
Oh, okay.
But it has a 20 megabyte file size limit.
20 megabytes, that's
not very much.
Not very much these days.
No, especially if you have a lot of images or videos on your website.
Right.
So for most businesses,
you're going to need the pro version.
You're going to need the pro version.
Oh.
But it's nice that they have a free version.
It is.
So you can at least try it out.
And even the free version is designed to work with multi-sites.
Yeah, which is cool.
Okay, cool.
So it's a flexible option.
Lastly, we have Backup Guard.
Backup Guard.
And this one seems to be quite proactive about site migration.
Yes, it has an automated site migration feature.
Okay.
Which can save you a lot of time and hassle.
Right, because migrating a website can be...
It can be a pain.
Complicated.
It can be, yeah.
It also boasts unlimited backups.
Unlimited backups and restorations
okay.
of your website files and database.
So you don't have to worry about...
You don't have to worry about running out of space.
Running out of space.
And it has optional cloud storage.
So you can choose.
You can choose where you want to store your backups.
Where you want to store them.
Exactly.
And it also supports multi-site backups.
Of course it does.
So another good option, another solid option.
For multi-site users.
Yeah, for sure.
So we've looked at a range of plugins there.
Yeah.
From free.
From free to paid.
To paid.
Simple to complex.
Simple to complex.
Yeah.
It seems like there's something out there for pretty much everyone.
There really is.
Whether you're running a personal blog.
Or a huge e-commerce site.
Or a massive e-commerce site.
There's a plugin for you.
So as a listener, how do you choose?
That's the big question, right?
Right. How do you choose which one's right for you?
Well, first, you need to assess your own needs.
Okay.
How big is your website?
How complex is it?
How often do you update it?
What's your budget?
And how comfortable are you with technical stuff?
Right, because some of these plugins are more technical than others.
Some of them are definitely more user-friendly than others.
Right.
So you need to choose one that you're going to be comfortable using.
And the article also made a really good point, which is that sometimes a plugin isn't enough.
It's not always enough, right? Sometimes you need to bring in the professionals.
Sometimes you need expert help.
Right. So if you're running a busy commercial website.
Especially an e-commerce site.
Actually, e-commerce.
Where every minute of downtime is costing you money.
Right.
It might be worth it to outsource your backups and maintenance.
So what are some red flags
that tell you it's time to get professional help?
Yeah, like what are some things that should make you think,
Okay, so if you're experiencing frequent website issues, that's a big one.
Right. If your site's going down all the time.
Yeah, or if it's slow or buggy.
Okay.
Or if you don't have the technical expertise in-house to manage backups and restores.
If you're not comfortable doing it yourself.
Yeah, if it's keeping you up at night.
Or if even a short period of downtime.
Isn't it cost you a lot of money?
Would be a big financial hit.
Yeah.
Then outsourcing to professionals is a good idea.
It can be a really smart move.
It gives you peace of mind.
Peace of mind. And it lets you focus on what you do best.
Running your business. Yeah. Not messing around with servers.
Yeah, leave that to the experts.
All right. So as we wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
What are the key takeaways?
The key takeaways are that backing up your WordPress website is essential.
It is absolutely essential.
Data loss can happen to anyone.
At any time.
Any time.
And having a recent backup.
Is your best defense.
Is your best defense.
WordPress plugins have made backing up, restoring, and migrating so much easier.
We really have.
And there's a plugin out there for everyone.
No matter your budget.
No matter your technical skills.
No matter how many websites you're managing.
Exactly.
It's not just about having the backup files, though.
Right.
It's about having a strategy.
It's about knowing how to restore your website.
Right.
If you need to.
And how to move it.
How to migrate it.
If you need to.
Exactly.
And these plugins often handle all of that for you.
They do.
So implementing a good backup strategy with these plugins.
Yeah.
It's going to save you time. It's going to save you money.
It's going to save you stress.
It's going to save you a lot of stress.
Absolutely. So here's a question for all the listeners out there.
Okay.
Beyond simply having a backup.
Right.
How often are you actually testing your restoration process?
That's a good question.
Because having the backup files is only half the battle.
Right.
You need to know that you can actually restore your website.
That you can actually get it back up and running.
If something goes wrong.
And quickly.
And quickly.
Right.
So think about it.
Yeah.
If your website went down right now, what would be the impact on your business?
How much money would you lose?
How much would it damage your reputation?
Right. Would you lose customers?
Oh, you lose trust.
Right. How long would it take to get back up and running?
Yeah.
So using these plugins and testing your restorations regularly.
It's a crucial step in mitigating that risk.
It's really good peace of mind.
It is peace of mind knowing that you're prepared for anything.
Mm, that's great advice. All right. Well, that's it for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.